going to move this bill forward tonight. I'm voting for passage of this bill this evening because it would give certainty to the future possibility of a healthy hospitality industry. That industry employs approximately 80,000 people in the St. Louis region. I would argue that half of them are African Americans. In addition, I think the opportunity to build a tourist-related recreation facility in North County is also equally important. Since the actual specific CVC project funding will have to be reviewed and approved by the council, that would be the appropriate time to create the funding mechanism for a North County project. I've held this bill several weeks and took into consideration the concerns that my fellow council members have. I agree with them on some instances. However, no one has shown me yet where we can use this money for general revenue. This money is to be used for recreation and tourism. And with that, I'm going to move it forward. I move to for final passage of bill of substitute bill number one for bill number 73.
Oh, second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Irving.
Mr. Chairman, I may have a moment.
Yes.
Can you smell it? Can you? Because I can smell it from up here and it stinks. This is an abomination. A quarter of $1 billion of St. Louis tax money to fund a project. What project? We don't know anything about what your plans are. The simple fact of the matter is this proposal, this bill follows the game plan that's been in place for 30 plus years. A total dearth of any kind of accurate information regarding what your plans are. A history of less than full disclosure. A state senator by the name of McCarthy, not 30 years ago, flat out stated a little flim-flam now and again is necessary to get the job done. Well, I guess it's gone from a little flim-flam to a lot. If you think I'm upset, you have no idea. First off, the legal premise that somehow the money has to be used for tourism is on thin ice at best. At best. The idea that we're going to give you $6 million so you can collect another 12, 13, 15, 20 on top of that, and the county doesn't get a nickel for it? Sorry, I can't abide that. Too many misrepresentations have taken place over 30 years. One, the dome will pay for itself. Wrong answer. Two, it'll revitalize downtown. Really? Look at downtown compared to 30 years ago. What a joke. Provide millions of dollars in tax revenue to local governments. Hardly. All it does is cost us money. We have employees we can't give raises to and roads you can't drive on. And we're going to give you $6 million a year with no return to the county? Shame on this body. Shame on it. And shame on my Democratic colleagues if they pass this vote tonight. There's no rush here. We need to have a long, hard look and conversation with Explore St. Louis as to exactly what their plans are and where this money's going to go and whether or not the county could craft a means to get at least a portion of the surplus tax back so we can spend it on roads, employees, and other needs. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I strongly urge my colleagues to vote no tonight.
Any other comments?
I have comments. I spoke with Councilman Trakas earlier, and we talked about working together to come up with some language so that we can assure that the county would have use of or have access to some funds later, and that the money could go to general revenue. We talked about that, and I committed to working with him on that. At that time, I was told to go ahead. And if I needed to, I've checked with everyone that I needed to. And I'm a little bit disappointed, and I'm going to say this. I build relationships, and I like to keep those relationships. I work hard. When you came down and slammed this note in front of me, I felt that it was bullying.
Well, that's how I felt when you came up before this being started and told me you were going to move the bill after you told me you were going to hold it. The simple fact of the matter is, wait a minute, nobody,
nobody. I told you if I moved it, I would tell you that.
Nobody on my side of the aisle has reached over and worked with Democrats more than me.
Can we just go on with the vote? Would that be good? Because there's no getting along with you know, I've been told this evening by Mr. Harder's office that they don't like the 35% in there for North County.
No,
you're getting $6 million.
I didn't say that.
You're getting $6 million for a powerplex. Why don't we look after the area that I represent?
That's fine.
Why don't we?
Okay.
Can I add one thing?
I will not be bullied.
Councilwoman Irby, I really commend you for bringing this as far as you've taken it. I see a lot of things that made this better thanks to your work that have made this stronger for the people of St. Louis County, particularly in North County. And we clarified some of the issues around minority women in business enterprises. The money that will be traced back to St. Louis County will ensure our standards around that, which I see as a really important win. It also clarifies county workers in this project. And what you were able to make happen, or what we will be able to make happen for North County because of this, I think is really important. So thank you.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Councilmember Irby?
Aye.
Councilmember Page?
Aye.
Councilmember Fitch?
Before I vote, I will tell you that I had no problem with the $6 million when we talked about it. And then last week we added, if you do the math, if it's $1.3 million a year for 40 years, that comes out to $52 million to add the North County Recreational Entertainment Complex. And again, I have no problem with having a North County Recreational Entertainment Complex. I just don't think it should come from these funds. And I don't know what the hurry is to have that included in this bill. Certainly would have been interested in hearing about that outside of this discussion. So my feeling is if we've got all this extra money coming in from this tax, instead of finding other things to spend it on, why don't we reduce the tax? That's a novel idea. And let the people keep some of their money instead of having to find reasons to spend it. So I would be interested in hearing a conversation about a North County Recreational Entertainment Complex unrelated to this bill. So my vote will be no.
Can I say something? Do you realize that the 35% going to North County leaves 65% for the rest of the county?
Well, again, I would be willing to have that conversation if we could ever have it before we vote on this that we just got with 2 hours before the meeting last week.
No. Oh, you didn't have a week, didn't give you time to look at it?
Not, we had no discussion about it at all. That's all I'm asking for was to have a discussion.
Did you read it?
And there's too many questions there.
You didn't ask me any.
Well, it needs to be a public discussion, not you and me.
We had a public discussion.
Not about that project we haven't.
Did we have a public discussion about the powerplex?
Yes, we did. four of them.
Four?
Yes. We had committee meetings. We had a committee of economic development, had a PowerPoint presentation. The file is that thick. I can give it to you.
I have a question. What's your interest in the powerplex?
I have no interest in the powerplex.
Go ahead, Sam.
Neither. Your vote, no. Councilman.
Councilmember Gray?
I really don't like to see this kind of discussion on the dais. So I wish that we would have hashed this out prior to the meeting, to the council meeting. But I had some reservations being fairly new when I heard from Mr. Sullivan and I heard from Mr. Pruitt. They gave me some reservations, but I think we've addressed pretty much what they brought to my attention because I was not going to vote for the bill at first. But I think, like Lisa said, working with the councilwoman and other people, we've gotten a great compromise. I appreciate getting, I can't help but of course appreciate getting the funds for North County. South County got funds when River City was built or implemented. So there's always money gonna go to certain areas, just depends. And I appreciate, like I said, that we were able to, I thought, to work on a good sub bill, so I will vote yes.
Councilmember Clancy?
Yes.
Councilmember Trakas?
No.
Councilmember Harder?
Well, I'm going to set the record straight here real quick. First off, I was for this bill last week until we got the sub. I was surprised by the adding of the additional entertainment center or whatever it is going to be. I hope we could do something up there. I just hope we could have done that on a separate bill instead of loading it on this bill. And so, and then looking at the numbers, we're committing or earmarking about 1 million-ish a year in this reserve to something that we don't have a plan for, we don't have land for, we don't know what the project looks like, we don't know where it's going to be, we don't know what the actual purpose is going to be. None of those questions have been asked or answered, and I wish we could have had that discussion. So that's why I'm going to vote no on this.
Mr. Chair, on substitute bill number 1 for bill number 73, there are 4 ayes and 3 noes.